I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker's personal lawyers are seeking to shield him from sitting in a deposition. It comes in a racial discrimination lawsuit against his campaign. Brian Mackey has more.
The lawsuit accuses Pritzker's campaign organization of sidelining minority workers. Pritzker has denied wrongdoing and, in a court filing, says he delegated day-to-day campaign operations to staff. Indeed, the governor was dismissed from the case months ago, and his lawyers say defendants just want to question Pritzker in order to pull him back into litigation. The lawyers are also trying to keep Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton from sitting for a deposition, although she is still a defendant. On the other side, plaintiff's attorney Shay Allen emailed this about Pritzker and Stratton, quote, "Only their titles separate them from any other person named in a lawsuit." He goes on to say those titles should not exclude them from the judicial process. I'm Brian Mackey.
Peoria has played host to the Illinois State High School Association boys basketball tournament for a quarter century, but now they have some competition. The Peoria Civic Center placed bids to host the IHSA boys and girls basketball tournaments for the next 3 years. Champaign wants the boys tournament, and Normal is bidding to keep the girls event. Civic Center GM Rick Edgar says Peoria is the best choice for both.
We should have full houses, and we really need the capacity here of the 10,000 seats. And by doing the same for the girls tournament, we will also have a great amount of folks in for one weekend. So it's just really doubling our fun, and that's going to be good for everyone.
The IHSA board will make its final decision in April. Police say one man may have killed as many as a dozen Chicago-area girls in the late 1970s and early 80s. Investigations indicate how easy it was for a serial killer to escape detection. Bruce Lindahl died in 1981. Experts say he evaded capture because police didn't have forensic technology or databases linking crimes outside their jurisdictions. Police say missing person cases are investigated more vigorously today. And a suburban Chicago police officer faces a DUI charge after she was involved in a traffic collision where an officer from another department was killed. Illinois State Police say Joliet officer Aaron Zilka was driving in Will County early Sunday when her vehicle slammed into a truck. Berwyn officer Charles Schauer, a passenger in Zilka's vehicle, was pronounced dead at the scene. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. The SIU School of Medicine's Department of Population Science and Policy, along with the University of Chicago, will be using a $5.1 million grant to combat disease transmission among injection drug users. Steph Whiteside has the latest.
The grant is a follow-up to an earlier project studying infectious disease and injection drug users in rural areas. Wiley Jenkins with the SIU School of Medicine Department of Population Science and Policy says the effort will focus on clinician training and expanding harm reduction services like needle exchanges. Jenkins says reducing the spread of disease is an important public health issue.
It's not like the diseases stay within that small community of drug users. They really have the opportunity to spread to much larger populations.
The study will take place in the 16 southernmost counties in Illinois. Researchers will be looking for upwards of 600 people to take part in the three-year study. Steph Whiteside, WSIU.
Meanwhile, Governor J.B. Pritzker announced nearly $30 million in grants for park districts late last week, and one of them involves a project in Carbondale. The Carbondale Park District will receive $360,000 for the Marbury Arboretum Accessible Trails and Fishing Pier. The grants come from the state's Open Space Land Acquisition and Development, or OSLAD, program. Illinois Department of Natural Resources spokesperson Rachel Torbert says they'll fund about 85 different projects across the state. The city of Olney is getting $200,000, the city of Salem $210,000, and more communities throughout the state will also receive money. I'm Jennifer Fuller.